Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Our challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus, even as part of a busy commuting lifestyle. And if you've never explored what it means to follow Jesus before, then I'd encourage you to check our Christianity 101 course first. It'll give the basic concepts that we try to build on in these challenges for those who've already decided to follow Jesus or are just learning to do that as a second step. Our challenges are meant to help us stay connected as a community, even though we don't meet together in person. So we have a rhythm. Every Monday we introduce an idea we'll explore for the week. Tuesdays we study in the Bible. Wednesdays we see how that changes and transforms us. Thursdays we try to apply and live out what we've been learning. Fridays we take time to pray and reflect. Saturday is a day of rest, and Sunday is a day for community, especially Christian community. And that's why we meet regularly every second Sunday in Ajax for Redeemer Church's Family Room. It's a great new church for people of all ages to meet and worship together in one space. See RedeemerAjax.ca for more information. Now we're starting a brand new series this week. It's called We Are. It builds on the last two series that we've done. We've done God Is, we've done Jesus Is, and now in this series, especially appropriate to follow Easter, we're seeing what all this means for us. What does it mean to know God and to follow Jesus, especially in light of his death and resurrection that we just celebrated at Easter? What does it mean for us? And we'll start this week with We Are Changed People. Well, Easter was a huge moment in history when a lot of things changed and a lot of people changed as a result. Jesus's followers had been with him all this time, but then when Jesus died, they scattered. Many of them gave up. They thought, oh, the dream is over. But then when Jesus rose again from the dead, suddenly their attitudes changed, their lives changed, as they realized what they'd been learning and seeing and experiencing was actually real. Others who'd rejected Jesus, who'd participated in seeing him face death on the cross, they were also changed because they thought this whole story was over, and then suddenly here's this Jesus being talked about by crowds of people as if he's still alive when they know they killed him. They had to wrestle with the consequences of their actions. What had they done? What had actually happened here? Those were two extremes, those who loved Jesus, those who rejected Jesus, but everybody in between was changed as well, and people still are today. Thousands of years later, people still find their lives changed by Jesus. Now change, there's a word that people react to differently. For some, change is a good thing. Change is positive, change is happy, change is part of life. But for others, change is difficult and scary. Change can be especially difficult and scary when it means changing our minds about something, like those we've just talked about, those who had rejected Jesus, who said he was definitely not the Messiah or King of the Jews or anyone worth following, and then had to confront the rumors of his having been resurrected from the dead. They had to change their minds, some of them, not all, and that's not an easy thing to do. I read an article on why change is so difficult, and it talked about a number of aspects of change that can make it difficult. And one is that we tend not to want to be confronted with change all at once. We tend to want to experience over time different reliable sources of information that might challenge us and help us change. Few of us want to be confronted with a fact and be asked to make a change in what we believe right on the spot. That can be very challenging. If we are confronted with information that contradicts what we believe all at once and are forced to make a change, generally our inclination will be to push it away and to deny it and to say, no, that cannot be true. It goes against everything I believe, everything I've experienced. It cannot be true. So we tend to need change to be slow. Now there's an emotional aspect to change as well, and this is really important. We tend to have a sense of coherence about ourselves. However we see the world, whatever we believe about it, we tend to believe that it all fits together and that it makes sense, and that what I believe about God makes sense of what I believe about the world, and what I believe about science makes sense of what I believe about the world, and so on. We tend to, even if it is incoherent, we tend to think of it as coherent. We tend to experience our lives as coherent. Of course my life makes sense. And so, when somebody threatens that coherence, we feel threatened. Our equilibrium, our sense of self, our sense of our place in the world, our sense of what's right in the world gets all thrown into disarray and disrupted. So we have an emotional response. When we're confronted with a challenge to change, we tend to hang on to our beliefs for some time. And although it might look like somebody has changed suddenly, generally it's been the result of a long process. We tend to go from one strong belief to another, and it might appear instantaneous, but it's far from it. It's the result of a long process. That can happen in our lives too. It may look to us like other people are making sudden big changes in their lives, but if we ask for the story behind the story, we'll often find that it's been a long process of considering, praying, discerning before the actual decision is made. That was certainly the story in the Bible that we're going to be looking at this week, the story of a man named Saul. A very sudden, dramatic change happened in his life. But it was part of God's bigger story for his life. There was more to come after his change, and there was certainly evidence that God had been working on him before that change. What we do know for certain is that he was a changed person because of encountering Jesus. And we'll look at his story tomorrow. But in the meantime, I want you to think a little bit about big changes in your life or in life in general. Think about a major change that occurred in your life. Was it difficult? Is change difficult in general for you? Why? What's the most important type of change we can experience in our lives? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.